Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us today. And joining me, Dr. Alice Benton.
Hi, Steve.
Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, it's great to be with you both.
Both of you guys are so smart. How did you decide to get into helping other people through Christian counseling?
My family of origin struggled with addiction. We've got a lot of alcoholism back through the generations.
Oh, way to blame them.
No, let me finish, though, because we went to family counseling, and the counselor drew our family out, helped us to talk about our fear and our pain, and then helped us to structure life a different way. And it so impacted me. I was probably about 10 years old in one of those family therapy sessions, but I thought, this is amazing. I want to figure out how she did that.
That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. How about you, Sherry? How'd you decide?
So I was a crash dummy, meaning my life completely fell apart. You know, you see the crash dummies in the car that, and I'm not saying I was dumb, but I'm just saying I was kind of like one of those crash dummies that got tossed around in life. Mm-hmm. After the betrayal of my husband, first husband. But this is the crazy thing, you both, is that sent me on a journey to begin to explore so many other things, not only the betrayal, but to be able to look back. And I happen to come from a family that there was a lot of pain like yours, Alice's, and dysfunction. And so I think unpacking that and beginning to seek my own help is how I got curious and open to even being wanting to be a helper of others. So I'm a wounded healer that is now walking with some wisdom, not because it came out of a book, but because I had to go through and do my own healing first. So,
but you did put it into a book that we can partake in your journey and so that we can be better equipped to handle deception as well.
Yeah.
Intimate deception.
Healing.
That's the name of it. I wrote it right down here so I'd never forget.
Good.
After forgetting so many times. But, you know, it's a great book, and so many people have been deceived, both men and women, and it can be so helpful to you. So many of us that are helping others, we have been so hurt by others and hurt by our own mistakes, judgment, problems, things like that. And we don't want anybody else to go through it. And so we're all in the journey. None of us have arrived. We're all discovering new things. It's pretty exciting when they happen. And we want you to be able to experience that too. And so I hope you'll let us and call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to one of our callers. Who's up first on our call screener there, guys? Who should we go to?
How about Connie, Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sirius XM Radio?
My neighbor. Hi, Connie. How you doing? Connie, are you there? I think Connie doesn't know that she's now on the program, but we'll try her again. Okay. So we'll try Connie in a minute, unless she can hear me. Okay. You're listening to New Life Live. We love it when we get to come be part of your life. We're going to tell you some things that maybe could get you to see life from a different perspective, live life from a different perspective. That's always our hope here. If you need help, there's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, always there. Somebody's there. They want to help you. Or, you know, if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll have Larry Sonnenberg come in a little bit, and he'll tell us all about how you can help here toward the end of the year.
You know, I was kind of funny. I just got to tell you, Steve, when we went to Connie, it's kind of like she has us on hold. And sometimes, isn't that like our relationship with God? We kind of have God on hold. He's trying to get to us. He's trying to love us. He's trying to send us a message. But we've put him on hold.
True. Very true.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. All right. She's back, I think. Is she back?
Connie.
Connie, you there?
Yes, okay. I am. Thank you so much. I'm very sorry about that.
No problem. How can we help?
All right. Thank you so much. So, I have a husband with narcissistic tendencies. He escalates very small matters to we're getting a divorce. And so, my question is to you all, how may I set very clear boundaries that says I don't want to move any further in this marriage until you realize that there's a problem and that you must change? Because he shifts everything on me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Connie,
what do you think?
Are there children involved?
Yes. We have 3 children. It's a blended family, but we have a child of our own as well. One child of our own, and the other 2 are from previous relationships from both of us.
And they're minor kids that are in the home with you still?
Yes.
And do they?
So 4, 9, and 13.
Okay. Do they hear Dad's threats of divorce?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But he says, oh, they don't hear, they don't care. You know, he minimizes that. They hear it.
And when you've asked him to go to treatment, what has his response been?
He'll agree, but he's ultimately not showing, you know? So he'll say that he'll go, then when it's time, he doesn't show.
You make the appointment, you go, and he doesn't go?
Yes, that's right.
And what does he say about that?
Because I go every week.
Okay, how does he explain that he doesn't go?
He just said that, how do you know, he makes excuses, how do you know this is even going to work, you know? How do you know it's the problem? And I'm like, well, we have to go to see what the problem is. Makes excuses.
So I think I would...
Or he'll just say, I don't want to work on the marriage. Mm-hmm. He'll just say, I want to divorce.
Okay. I would ask you to appeal to his fatherhood, that these little kids are being exposed to his threats of divorce. And I know he's saying he doesn't think that they hear, but I think you need to step in to protect your children, as you're trying to do. You're going to counseling and he's not. But if he's making these toxic threats, it could be keeping your kids in a state of fear and distress that Dad might leave at any time. And he might be having angry outbursts, too, where there's verbal arguments going on in the home. Are you seeing any changes in your kids' behavior because of this conflict between you and your husband?
Well, I was looking for, you know, changes for the worse, but not really. The only changes is that they're... More so, my daughter from a previous relationship, she's kind of more clinging to me. She's, I want to say, a little traumatized because if she hears us arguing or something, she'll come in the room with us and she'll say, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Please don't call the police, you know, because he calls the police. And so that I won't call before him with, you know, allegations. So that's her problem. Then our 13-year-old, his daughter from a previous relationship, she just totally isolates herself. And he has her thinking that it's all my fault, you know. And then our little 4-year-old that we have together, he's just caught in the middle, stuck in the middle, you know. Is everything okay? Please don't fight. So that's their reaction.
Like, Connie, I think it's accurate for you to use the word traumatic, that these things that he's doing are traumatic to your kids, and they will have long-term detrimental effects if the kids are not protected from this. So the Bible tells us to first make the request, which you've already done. He's not responding to it. It then tells us, this is in Matthew, that we're to bring in a witness. And if there's any strong, healthy man that's in your families, in your lives, that has any influence over your husband, I would ask you to request that man's help to bring truth and grace to your husband's attention. If that doesn't work, then the Bible tells us we may need a healthy separation in order to protect especially the children, but to protect your heart as well, until he shows a willingness to get help and start to change his behavior.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that you have control over, okay? You have control over whether or not the children ever hear another argument in the home, okay?
Okay.
You have control over that. So you talk to him.
You talk to him
rationally. You tell him what you want. And when he yells at you, you turn around and you leave the room. If he pursues you, you get the kids and you get in the car and you leave the house. But you have to quit engaging in arguing with your husband. That hasn't helped. It's killing the kids emotionally, and you can stop it by not defending yourself, not making your point, not needing to be right, but putting the kids first. So not one angry word. You could do this. You could commit to and get help through the counselor that not one angry word is going to come out of your mouth inside that home.
Okay.
Sherry, your thoughts.
I will commit to that.
Yeah. Do you have a place to go with your three
kids? You know, I do have family. Yes, I do. I have my mom and my dad. They're married. They divorced when I was a child, but they're married now, you know, and they have their own families. So I do have the option to go to either my mom or my dad.
That's awesome. Because you need a safe harbor. You need people that are going to believe you. Because when you, I want to set you up a little bit. When you take that bold move and that step to go be with your parents to get to a safe harbor, he's going to do two things. He's going to get mad and try to shame you and tell people that you're wrong and bad. That he's going to try to make it about you. And then he may also begin to beg and plead that you come back. Because under that core of that kind of mean, blame-shifting, angry person is a very scared person that doesn't want to be alone. But he doesn't know how to be with you. And so you need to stay your ground at your parents' house until he's willing to do a significant period of time of therapy away from y'all. So just because he begs you to come back home, it feels very like seductive. It's like, okay, he really wants us now. He's nice. He's a nice person. But you really need him to get into some good, honest treatment before you bring the kids back, because he's got to face this. It's hurting you and it's hurting them.
And Connie, he might need to feel that pain of the loss of the temporary loss of you and the kids in order to make the choice to get help. The Bible tells us, this is Proverbs 19:19, that an angry man has to feel the consequences. If we save him from the consequences, we'll just have to do it again. So it can feel unloving, and yet it's the best way to love a person, to allow them to suffer the consequences of their actions.
I agree. Now he's put me out before by restraining order. So I've left before.
Well, if he's gotten a restraining order, did you hit him? Were you hitting him in anger, or were you screaming, or what?
Oh no.
He's making it up. He's making it up.
So Connie, the fact that you have left and you are back again makes me think you might need support around you to help you stay strong and stay away until you see proof that his behavior is changing.
Because seriously, what Alice is saying is true. As I'm wondering right now, I'm like, Connie, what is keeping you with a man who would falsely testify and create a legal document surrounding your behavior? Yes. Do you see how scary that is?
Huh. Very scary.
Yes. Yeah. So why are you with a scary man?
You know, I guess I'm just trying to make sense of, you know, my character. You know, why is he doing this to me? Like, defending, like you said, myself. I didn't do anything. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm not the problem. But then still, he's abusing me, you know?
So Connie, I'm gonna lovingly tell you, Connie, you are doing something. You're tolerating mm-hmm. too much for too long. And it's allowing you and your yes. children to be exposed to a man that's very irrational, that's involving the police. And as you said before, that is traumatic to you and the kids. I want you to no longer tolerate this evil behavior that he's engaging in.
Because it could have been Connie or Bonnie or Leilani. It didn't matter. It's not about you.
That's right.
Okay, so you need to hold on to that. But what Alice just said is true. You need help. What Steve put down as a firm boundary, right? We are all three sensing it, but you're the only one that can act on it. You're the only one that can get you all to safety.
Yes, and what you have done unintentionally is you've trained him that what he's doing is actually okay. And you need to undo the training. See? He needs to feel that it's not okay.
By removing myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from the abuse. He's got a kingdom that tolerates anger. Right?
Right.
And Connie, I don't want you to return to him until the counselor he's been seeing for several months tells you they're seeing signs of safety in him. I don't think you should be the judge of this. Let another outside objective person be the judge of his safety and his healing process.
Okay. Glad you called. Take your life back. It's coming your way. Really sorry what you've been through. You've got to get into a support group for codependency. You've got to connect with some women who've been there, come out on the other side. They've experienced victory, and they'll help you experience that victory too. They'll comfort you and console you. No matter what the kid's reaction is when there's a separation from something this sick, where he's calling the police and lying, down inside, I do believe that there's some sense of, hey, Mom isn't going to put up with this anymore. Things are going to change. They'll get better. Guys, pick out our next caller. Who should we go to?
Jane. Jane from Miami, Florida, and she's online listening to us.
Jane, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Oh, what's going on?
I just got your books, Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder, and also Understanding and Loving a Person with Bipolar Disorder. And my question is how to speak truth in love to a narcissist that can he appreciate the now 5 month full-time career job that our borderline personality disorder daughter has now been consistent in, and somehow stop his negative, and that's not even a a strong enough word maybe, for his attitude towards my daughter, that it's more of his history probably that causes the insincerity and the anger that just kind of seethes in him, that just triggers her anxiety so badly that her two-year-old, now that she's living with us for getting back on her feet, is feeling that terrible extreme anxiety and tension in our home.
So when your husband does this, what is your reaction to it? What are you doing?
Well, he's very sneaky in hiding his attitude when I'm in the room, and she tells me later, and he tells me later.
But what are you doing about it, other than calling us? We're glad that you did. What are you doing?
So I've just devoured these two books, looking for tips on on how to somehow bring accountability to a narcissistic man that doesn't seem to care about long-term relationships.
Okay. But hold on. We'll help you after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Sherry, you want to continue? You have a resource to recommend, but we've got some other things to talk about here.
So, Jane, we really care about you. And it's interesting. I mean, we care about everybody that listens, but let me tell you why we care about you. Because in between the break, we were all talking about you. We were all wondering about you. We were all highly concerned about you and what's happening to you and in your home. And so the first thing I picked up on when I hear your voice, you sound scared. Like afraid. Like kind of that a fear that's more terror. Would you say that tends to be how you move in your home, is more in a fearful way with him?
Well, walking on eggshells for a 40-year marriage and going to counseling, and I mean, I got to tell you, when I was trembling and just had given birth to my second child and went there, I only knew one divorced woman, and she had gone to a mediator instead of a scary attorney. And so when I went there, she helped me change my cannots to will nots. And I said, great, I'm just going to go take care of this. And she just said, well, now you've got to give me 3 months to work with you guys. I'm like, what? She ended up being a social worker that works with people that are assigned to her, bad men from the court or something. And she ended up telling both of us in our counseling, when I said, I have to protect my children, she said, they are just as much his children as they are yours. And that has kept me hooked for so many years. And then when he did start making some moves after an affair to get help and moving in some good direction, then we've done counseling again since then. But it always seems to be, however, he can just look better and not really ever connect. I've basically, to stay with him, I've just had to have plenty of friends and plenty of life outside.
Yeah, okay. But what we want to do is stop the cruelty that's going on toward the daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have worked with women just like you, Jane, and there's something that happens when somebody is in a state of fear, and that fear response happens over and over and over and over again. What happens is they begin to become numb. They go into like learned helplessness or powerlessness. And it's probably the most frightening place they can be, because when they're in that numb or learned helplessness place, then harm prospers, hurt prospers. It's similar to our last call. Were you listening to the last caller, Connie?
Yes.
And did you kind of relate a little bit to what was happening in her home?
My daughter is 33 now with a 2-year-old, so things started getting more hostile when she was teen. And my husband's a great charmer, so we always went to female counselors. He would never go to a male counselor that would hold him accountable. And that counselor basically said I needed to get on the same page with my husband. At that time, I only knew the word anger.
But you know
the word rage.
But you know what I'm trying to do?
And it,
I want you to see you. I want you to see you right now. Because I know you're pointing to the person that's hurting you. But you're the person that's staying there. You cannot protect your daughter and a new little baby by tolerating harm. If he is not in treatment and he is not doing some serious work, then he's going to continue to react and offend and hurt. And he goes into entitlement and then he offends and he goes into entitlement and then he rages, right? But you're the one that needs to save yourself, your daughter, even though she's 33, and that 2-year-old from what's happening. You're in a emotionally destructive marriage.
I know. And if it wasn't for my daughter having borderline personality disorder and emotional, so you have no idea
how many digestive issues,
physical. She has so many medical issues right now that we're overwhelmed financially. There's no way I can continue to care for her medically without his income. Okay. And she will not withhold her.
There are legal protections. There are legal protections. But the more we talk about you needing to do some things differently, kind of the more your defensives come up, and that's normal. But I hope you can hear this, that you can't let a woman, 33, your daughter, be in this environment where he has full reign to inflict more emotional damage on her. That's not going to help.
Because in the state of Florida, there's laws about money and support.
Yeah.
And spousal support. There's things that can be done, but when you go into that learned helplessness place, then nothing changes.
And Jane, I think it's so hard for you to hear what we're saying because you are overwhelmed trying to do the best you can under almost impossible circumstances. And unless you get safe people to come alongside you and be with you, help you make these tough decisions, it will be so difficult to put our advice into practice. Let us get you connected with somebody that can walk you through this on a day-to-day basis and help you make the choices to protect yourself, your daughter, and your granddaughter.
Yeah, there's a different kind of misery, but it's got some hope with it. That's what we want to help you experience. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking with Jane. And Jane, just want to finish up with you here. Sherry, you have a resource that you think would help her. I think it will.
Yeah. So, hey, Jane, I know what it feels like. We're putting this boulder on your back when you're already emboldered with your daughter and him. But I'm going to send you, we're going to send you here at New Life, the Leslie Vernick's book, The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. And I got to tell you, you're going to read that and kind of feel like you're at home to explain some of the stuff that's been going on. And we'd like you to stay connected to us. We'd like to provide supports and validate where you're at and to get you connected to maybe one of our therapists or support groups here so that you're not alone and you're believed.
Yeah, and I sense, you know, you've got all of your own horrific feelings, and then you're feeling all this for your daughter too, and it's just a horrible thing. And I hope that we can help you, and I think this resource will. Leslie's just such a great writer and truth giver, so we'll get that to you. Anybody else, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, we have so many great things to get you to a different place, to get you to a different level. And we have the Finding Freedom. It's almost a month away. It's 2 months. January 25th through the 27th. It's our new Life Weekend, Finding Freedom. And maybe your freedom is being blocked by a pattern of codependency, or it's blocked by an addiction or something that's just keeping you from knowing and living out God's best. We want you to be free. Call us just to ask about it, or ask about a counselor or a different counselor than you have. We'll do whatever we can to help you. That's what we're here for. We love you and we care about you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is that number. All right, guys, who's up next?
Larry's up next.
Larry is here. Larry's here, and the reason you're here, Larry, is because you're going to tell us what a great privilege it is for Club New Life to support the foundation of this ministry. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's really an important thing. You know, it is. We've done well in terms of signing up new folks this year, but we're just beginning. We need to get a lot more in order to sustain and maintain this ministry without having to come on the air and seek support.
Now, why have so many people chosen to sign up this year? What has been different?
Well, three things. We're constantly on the radio talking about it, but we're talking about it because there's some new things. We had some great thank you gifts. The most recent one is that thumb drive, 71 different audio talks from all the radio hosts, from you, from a couple of guests as well. It's probably a $400 value if we took every single one and sold them to you. So it's hours and hours of material. And then we also have a library of videos. And that library of videos is really something. The most recent addition to that, every week we add some things to it. We're approaching 200 videos up there that you can watch. And Mylon Yurkovich did a 6-part series on Growth Involves Discomfort. If you want to listen to that, just join Club New Life. $30 a month, monthly giving. It is an amazing thing because not only does it help us, but I think it helps you. Excuse me. You become part of something bigger than yourself. And I think that's really important for folks in life in general. And I hope you'll join it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really do need their help. We need it.
And part of the reason, I'd love to read a little story here. A lady wrote a letter to us, thanked us for all of our prayers and things. Then she said, "Since my divorce and its process, you've helped me through the whys of how it could have happened. You've also helped me know it's okay to swallow your pride and open up to the people at my church and let them know how I'm feeling deep inside. And they have allowed me to be vulnerable and not condemn me either. I've been afraid in the past to allow myself to share my problems and concerns with anyone." What this ministry does on radio, just on radio, this lady's life's different forever because she gets what you are talking about all the time. You know, being vulnerable, opening up, sharing, finding safe people. So if that's what you believe in, that's what you trust, please help us. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. Join the club or send a gift. This is the time of year end. People start making their year-end gifts and plans. We need your gift. We need your support. We have to have a big year end to make this year work. So appreciate that.
No, it really is true. We've been challenged, and for us to stay on, we need some people to stay with us and come on board with us.
Can I ask, Stephen, what you're saying is so true, the challenge. Can you just tell them how much it is per day? I don't think we often know the brass tacks.
It's, I don't have the exact figure. It's about $7,500
a day. $7,500 a day. So when you're listening to this, just this one-hour show, it's costing New Life $7,500.
Right, the airtime expense.
That's what it costs.
That doesn't include everything else New Life does.
No, but just the airtime.
Right.
So that's why we have to ask. That's why, Steve, you're saying that's why we need to continue bringing it to you. And when they join up for the Club New Life, eventually when we get enough people doing that, that's going to be how we're going to stay on the air and not have to talk about it, because we'll have enough people to support that nut. You know?
We're at about 4,000 members, roughly. When we had our 25th anniversary, we got up to 6,000 members. And we need to do that again. So if you can join, you know, we said we need 6 people every day. Be one of 10 or 12 or 20 people today. Please sign up.
Yeah,
you can
makes
do
a
it.
Difference.
And it'll make all the difference in the world. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Okay, let's go to our next caller. And who's that going to be, guys?
That's going to be Chris in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening on WAVA.
All right, Chris, how you doing? How can we help you today?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing okay.
I just got a quick question for you. I changed my second question. I told the lady when I called earlier. My first question is for you guys. I listen to y'all every day on the radio when I'm at work, driving around. My first question is, I've been a Christian since I was 16 years old, and I'm 30 years old now, so roughly 12, 13 years. And I'm growing in my faith tremendously this year just by really digging into the Word of God, reading it, you know, and really great. My big thing now that I'm dealing with is two things. The first question is trying to hear the voice of God, knowing that if he's talking to me, or it's my own voice or somebody else's voice or the enemy voice, you know, it's kind of hard to discern when I'm trying to make decisions on certain things in my life. And I'm trying to really rely on God to lead me, you know. And my second biggest thing is since I have grown my faith tremendously, I know that I'm going to be even more under attack by the enemy. And I know especially I've noticed a lot of things that's happened to me in the past even few months. Especially at work and stuff like that, where, you know, things just happen and I feel like I'm being attacked. And I believe it's a lot of it comes from, you know, things that I just believe I'm being attacked because I'm a Christian. And, right. You know, I mean, Ephesians 2 verse 1 talks about how the spirit of, you know, works through the sons of disobedience, and, you know, and how, you know, if you're not in Christ and you're not, you know, his, then you belong to this world and to Satan, you know, and if he's the, you know, I guess the ruler of this world at this time, then he has kind of the things he can to.
Okay, so ask us a question about your situation. Ask us a question. How can we help you?
Well, I mean, like you said, the first thing is just trying to figure out how to discern hearing God's voice, and the second question is how to not come under attack by the enemy, because I am a Christian and I'm not feeling like people are, you know, kind of throwing me to the wayside kind of thing. And, you know, just because who I am and what I believe in.
Okay.
How do I deal with that?
All right. So one thing I just want to start with, if every time you had to make a decision, you could hear the audible voice of God, it would be pretty cool, but you wouldn't have to have any faith. You'd just be waiting for God to tell you what to do. So that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, right? You know that. But the question is, am I doing something that is in line with God's word? Is it responsible? Does it tend to be harder than the option? Because usually the right thing is the difficult thing. Do I have somebody that's pretty wise that I've gone over it with, and they think, yeah, this is the right thing for you to do? Those would be some ways to hear the voice of God or know the voice of God.
Okay.
Sherry, you have a thought before we go to the break here, and then we'll finish up after the break.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love what you're doing, Chris, because I think the Bible says we've got to test the Spirit. And I know when I have sensed that God is trying to impress something on my heart, it's encouraging, it's uplifting, it's not ever shameful, it's not ever mean, it's not ever coercive. And sometimes it's even corrective, like he's trying to grow me up. But I love that you're testing the Spirit. And I have one more thought that I'll share when we get back.
All right. Listening to New Life Live.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Glad you're with us here today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. And Sherry, you want to finish up here?
Yes, the last thing I wanted to share, Chris, and there's a guy by the name of John Eldridge who wrote a book called Wild at Heart, and he had men conferences where he would ask the men to ask God, who do you say that I am? And so I thought that was kind of a cool concept, so I decided to do it myself at some point in my life. And when I felt like God said, you're my warrior princess, meaning you're kind of going to be on the front line of helping, you know, do some things that I want you to do. But I kind of feel the same way with you. You're asking for boldness, and you kind of seem like you're in the warrior tribe, right? Boldness is a part of stepping into things that feel uncomfortable at times. But when we do that, right, there's an enemy that's going to want to push back. But I say, if that's who you are in the kingdom of God, and you ask God, just begin to ask him, who do you say that I am? And then trust what he tells you and begin to move in your boldness, because he's made you, right? He makes all of us to move differently on this planet. And not everybody is like me. There's amazing people like Alice and Steve, and but moving in your giftings and who you are is everything that God wants you to be and do for him.
And at the break, we were talking about how excited we are. You just seem like a really good guy seeking God's heart, and we want to encourage you. Stay the course.
Chris, those trials are promised to us, and it's through the trials that God produces the character and growth in our lives. So he is working through the warfare. He always is.
Every step of the way. Anything you want to say? Anything? Any comment buddy? Yeah?
Yeah. You know, one thing about me in this year that I've noticed me reading the Word of God and really getting into the Word is that, you know, I guess once a person comes to the conclusion that, hey, this is who I am in Christ, you know, but also, like I said, the second question was, you know, when you know, I am aware, you know, when I'm aware of who I am and I start to live that out, you know, other people are in the physical is going to see me live that way, but also in the spiritual realm, spirit realm, it's going to be more of a, you know, okay, Chris is starting to grow in God. We gotta go against them and stuff. And I believe, I truly believe this, the more I grow in God, the more attacks are going to come towards me, and especially even through people at work, people or just in everyday lives.
Okay,
because,
so let me make a quick comment to you. That is all true.
Okay.
And you want to be sure you don't become hyper-spiritual to them who don't understand, right? So that's a temptation, I can guarantee you, you have, that you can go hyper-spiritual on them, and it feels like to them, look, this guy, he doesn't even care about us, or he's in a different world. What you want to do is listen, connect with them, don't defend, don't explain, you know, just be you. Don't quote scripture at them. They don't believe your scripture is valid, so why quote it to them? Just know it, live it. And here's the thing. Talk less, love more. I just think that's a great little motto to keep in there somehow. And I'm really glad you called. And I hope that you'll continue to grow. Let me send you Every Man's Bible. I'm telling you, it'll help you. It's helped so many men that maybe didn't really they weren't really interested in Scripture, and you are. So I think you're gonna love it. Okay?
I love your insight with him, Steve. I have a poster on my wall from St. Francis of Assisi that says this: preach the gospel at all times, ... When necessary, use words. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly what you said, Steve. Not overwhelming somebody with what we know of God, but just being Christ. So, cool.
Me and Francis. All right. You guys want to try one more call real quick or not?
Do we have time for Fiona of Orlando, Florida?
Fiona, how you doing? Don't have a lot of time, but let's see if we can get to your call. How could we help?
Yes, I'm a concerned parent of a 3-year-old girl who has recently been molested by her father. I'd like to find out
my former husband.
And I'd like to find out what the probability or stats are for this type of occurrence for men who suffer with the type of issues your program addresses, like sexual integrity issues and things like that.
Well, it's very rare, you know. Most men aren't child molesters. Most men don't molest their own child at that age. Is he in prison?
It had been reported, so we're going forward with the steps for necessary action.
Is he out of the house?
Yes, he's a former husband, so we're not together anyways.
Yeah, so things like this, safety issues, like she should not be visiting him unmonitored.
Right?
Period.
You get that, right?
That's what's happening, right? You've reported it. So she should not, okay, good. She should not be left alone. I love that you're pursuing it. You know, this is the thing about porn is, you know, if guys start looking at child porn, you're right, Steve. It's not something that happens commonly, but there are some who might look at child porn and act that out, right?
Yeah.
And some of them, this is not all guys that deal with porn, but there is a portion of them, if they've had sexual abuse in their background, looking at the porn, they might act on it. Yeah. So I think, you know, we have to be careful about everybody getting scared about porn and saying that every person that looks at porn is going to act out on their kids. I said, I think that's the wrong kind of terror to go. But when you discover that and when you look at symptoms and you see it, do not look at it. You need to do exactly what she did, right? Fiona, you got your daughter help. You didn't ignore it.
Are you talking with him ever?
Say that again.
Are you in communication with him ever?
Not at the moment. I'm not contacting him for any reason.
Well, I would be talking to those caseworkers and stuff about what kind of help is he getting, you know?
Right. That's what I want, yeah.
But don't let her be with him.
And what ever. Kind of help is your daughter getting right now? Because she's a sexual abuse survivor.
Yeah, she's in play therapy currently.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Good for you,
super.
Girl.
All right. Okay, you know, the best that we can do, I'll send you Healing as a Choice and Take Your Life Back. We'll try to help you get strong. You're not in a relationship with another man, are you?
No.
Because, you know, whatever led you to pick this guy, that's the thing we got to fix, right?
Well, and Steve, might I ask, I know you, if we could do a little shift in the books, Take Your Life Back, and can we send her Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal? Because
that'd be great.
Happened.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll help her. Okay, sorry, I didn't think of that myself. We'll get that to you. As we close out the program, everybody, life is difficult. You've heard some horrible situations here, but there's hope and healing. No matter what has been done, some of the strongest people that I've seen are people that were kidnapped, they were raped, they were abused, and they, because of their faith and the work they do, they come out on the other side of it. That's what we want to see you do. Don't Don't let your children be victimized. Don't you live as a hopeless, helpless victim under the power and control of somebody else. Do whatever it takes to get you and your family out of that mess, okay? When you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting peace. Don't you be enabling evil in your home. Hope you have a great day today. We love you. We care about you. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.